Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first podcast of the Mason-Dixon Sports Podcast. With you tonight is me, Justin, Adam, and Jason. You can follow me at Twitter at Boost4608. Adam, you want to give your information?
You can follow me on Twitter at Slovak044, or you can find me on Facebook under Adam Novak.
Jason?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheEdzo608, or you can find me on Facebook under Jason Edminster.
Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, the three of us got codes to play the NHL 17 beta, which we have been playing as much as we can last week. Thoughts, guys?
I still need to work on the whole, if you're not within 5 feet of a guy, you automatically lose the puck. That still drives me nuts.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I got a lot of work to do on the goalie mode, because you just sit there. You can't even make a move to save the puck. First of all, you're the resident goalie here. What do you think?
They've definitely made improvements from last year to this year on the goalie. The one thing I am liking from the beta is the new EASHL features with, as you guys evolve as a club, you can unlock things for the uniform. Not just wearing a team's uniform, you can actually make your own. And unlock features for stadiums as you level up. It's something definitely I'm looking forward to once it finally comes out.
What's the release date?
It is September 17th, I do believe.
37 days from today.
The countdown is on.
Yeah, I know you're upset with the lack of Easton gear.
Yeah, they better change that.
You're going to hate this fact, but they're phasing Easton out of the NHL as we speak.
Well, they're going to start phasing Reebok out soon, too, so...
Either of you guys play any of the Hut?
I played the single player, and I was enjoying it, a little bit. I'm hoping cards are a little more difficult to get the good ones once the full version comes out. Because I think all my players are 85 and above, and I only played like 10 games.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get it on that beta version than it is in the regular ones. Because I played the Hut on 16, and I guarantee it's just going to be as hard on 17.
Yeah, I'm not really a Hut guy. I'm pretty much strictly be a pro or online, so...
You know, unfortunately, I didn't have anything for the Be A Pro stuff all online.
Well, that was their main concerns and complaints from the last one, was everybody complaining about their online features being all screwy. I do really like the fact that you have to pick if you're going to be a forward or defenseman before you go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saves a lot of crying and arguing.
They did that this year, though. Who didn't they? He had to pick before him. Or no, it's at the... The one thing I do like, I haven't really tried to see if it works on 16, since we've been playing 17 beta. With the right bumper, the goalie can now finally hug the post again. Which, from 15 and 16 playing, I don't believe you could do on the Xbox One version.
I thought you could on 16.
Like I said, I have to try it out. I could be completely wrong on that. It's definitely made improvements. The one game I played so far definitely made saves that should not have been made.
I'm just hoping that they get the little bugs they got fixed before the game comes out this time. They don't got to send out about 4 or 5 patches again.
Yeah, it happens with every game.
I am proud they fixed quite a few of the goal glitches that they always have.
Yeah, I did see on Twitter they did have one type of glitch from the circle... Shooting short side was going in surprisingly easy.
Short side slap shot from the bottom corner of the circle.
Yeah. That seems to be the only thing that I guess the week and a half of beta has shown. Any other thoughts on the beta?
Changed some stuff to my character, you know, my be a pro guy, and seemed to help out a lot, so.
It stinks that after midnight tonight it's over.
Did you guys play with the customization at all for the arenas?
No, I kind of let that to you.
So they have prestige, like Call of Duty, and sort of like they do this year, for the clubs as well as the players. When the club gets to like the third and fourth prestige, they have some pretty cool features unlocking with the stanchions, with the stadium effects, smoke, fire, props coming down from the ceiling for intros.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, they have.
That's a lot of games played, guys. And a lot of them.
Yeah. That's, they do have, like, the Oilers and the Sharks ones. They do have some generic ones, too, that use. Nothing that, for our the team that we had named, I don't think there's anything we can use. And the only other downside I've seen so far, they do have the ECHL, which is a big, nice add-on. Curious to see how that's going to work for the be a pro and be a GM mode.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that finally make a game after how many years of us only ever getting to see one ECHL team.
Yeah, just be nice if they can somehow add the Chiefs jerseys to a Carolina team. Probably won't happen, but.
Well, they got to get the jerseys in anyhow. Most of those ECHL teams, they just run that generic EA jersey anyhow right now.
Right now they are. I mean, they're going to have the basics. I mean, they've worn the same home and away jerseys for most of the teams for years now. The Nailers hasn't changed since the Penguins became affiliation.
So early 2000s.
But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the first Mason-Dixon Sports Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at MASDIXSPORTSPOD. Till next time, this is Justin,
Adam,
and Jason.
Have a good week.